Hello and welcome. I'm Dark Freya, and I'm going to hypnotize you today. This is the first file in a new series called The Husband School that is designed to shape you into the perfect husband. Of course, you can also listen if you have any other kind of significant other. If you're single, you can use this training to prepare you to be the perfect partner. This is the first step of the training. It will help you to become more attuned to needs of your wife and make you incredibly good at making her smile. This is also the first day at the husband school for you and the basis for all future training in this series. Listening to this file will have a very positive effect on your relationship, and it will get you on the way to become the perfect husband. Are you ready to begin this journey to become the perfect husband for your wife and enroll at the husband school? As you're going to go into a deep hypnotic trance, never listen to this recording if you're driving, operating machinery, or are doing anything else that requires your full and undivided attention. Find a nice and quiet spot where you can comfortably relax, a comfy chair where you can lay back, lay down in a bed, or find another place where you feel comfortable and safe. As you will go into a deep trance and relax completely, you might want to use a nice and comfy blanket so that you stay warm and feel even more comfortable. Make sure that you won't be disturbed so that I, and only I, have your undivided attention. Turn off your phone, let your dog or cat out of the room, and make sure that you can relax and focus on me without any distractions. And while you enjoy this deep hypnosis with me, I want you to be safe. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to deal with in order to keep you or your reputation safe, you will instantly and completely wake back up. That's right. If anything happens, you will instantly be fully awake and able to deal with the situation at hand. You will only stay in this deep and relaxing trance with me as long as you're absolutely safe and feel good about it. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and drift into a deep trance with me. And now I'm going to slowly and gently guide you down into a deep trance. There is nothing you have to do but listen to my voice and just go along. If you just follow my voice and my instructions, there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep and wonderful hypnotic trance. Close your eyes and just go along with my instructions, and we will quickly and gently bring you into a wonderfully deep state of hypnosis. I'm going to use a fractionation induction to get you into a deep trance and open up your mind so that we can begin your lessons at the husband school. What I want you to do is find a spot on the wall or ceiling that's a bit above your line of sight, but that you can comfortably look at. Open your eyes and find this spot and really focus on it. Allow it to be an anchor for all of your attention. And while you focus on this spot and listen to my voice, you might already feel your eyelids growing heavier and heavier with every gentle word I say. And now I would like you to take a few deliberate breaths with me to begin the process of relaxation. And while you do, it's totally okay if your eyelids grow really heavy. I will now count your breaths for you, counting from 5 to 1 for every breath in and every breath out. Now, breathe in for me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathing in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathing out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale. and you can just allow your breath to become so deep and easy, just flowing in and out while you listen to my voice. Now, focus on your spot again. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 30 to 0. And what I want you to do is close your eyes with every even number and open them again with every odd number. And your eyes might grow really heavy, but I would like you to open them anyway, because every time you will drop a little bit deeper and relax a little bit more. And if your eyes grow really heavy, just think about how wonderful it will be when I say 0 and you can leave them closed and just relax deeper. 30. Close your eyes as you drift deeper and get ready to open them with the next number. 29. Open your eyes for me and feel yourself beginning to relax more and more. 28. Close your eyes and just drop deeper into trance, relaxing more and sinking deeper and deeper every time you close your eyes. 27. Opening your eyes again, feeling how heavy and relaxed your eyelids are, how it becomes harder and harder to open them again. 26. And you can close them again, enjoying the relaxation and drifting a little bit deeper every time. Just enjoying how good it feels to close them. 25. Feeling your body growing heavier and heavier, even as you open your eyes again, so incredibly relaxed as you just wait to close your eyes again. 24. Your entire body so heavy, so comfortable, and you're falling deeper into complete relaxation and deep trance every time you close your eyes. 23. Falling down even as you open your eyes, just waiting to close them again as they grow heavier every time, and you drop deeper every time. 22. And every time you close your eyes, you just drop deeper and deeper, your entire body feeling absolutely perfect. 21. As you go down deeper and deeper into trance, just letting my voice wash through your tired, heavy mind. 20. Just the way you feel when you're hovering right there at the edge of sleep, completely comfortable and wonderful. 19. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. Because the better you feel, the deeper you go. And you want to close your eyes and go deeper with 18. Your entire body is so incredibly heavy. You just want to drop deeper and deeper down for me. 17. Just falling. Even when you open your eyes, you just go deeper into trance for me. 16. Just drifting down further and further into this wonderful sensation, into this deep relaxation. 15. Knowing my voice is always with you, guiding you through this wonderful fantasy and keeping you safe. 14. And every time you close your eyes, you can feel yourself falling so much deeper into trance, allowing my words to wash through you. 13. And carry you deeper and deeper into this wonderful state of deep trance with every number. 12. Letting go of your body more and more as you sink deeper and deeper into peace and comfort. 11. Know that an amazing experience waits for you once you're down in deep hypnosis for me. 10. And we're getting closer and closer to the state of deep trance you're waiting for. 9. Your entire body is so warm, so heavy, so incredibly numb as you just float down with my words. 8. As you let go of your body, and only focus on my voice floating through your peaceful mind. 7. It's getting so hard to open your heavy eyes, and I'm sure you look forward to leaving them closed for the rest of this trance. 6. And every word I say will help you to go even deeper, to let go even more, and sink down further. 5. And you know we're almost there. Almost at the number zero, where you can rest and completely let go of your body. 4, where you can leave your heavy, heavy eyes closed and just let go completely and drift off into a relaxing trance. 3, only focused on my voice that gently guides you on this journey you have been waiting for. Ready to open your mind up and drift into the fantasy. 2, and you only have to open your eyes one more time, and then you can let go and relax even deeper. 1 last time you have to open your unbelievably heavy eyelids before you can finally let go and drop. 1, open your heavy, tired eyes for the last time, getting ready to close them for the rest of this trance, and sink down even deeper into complete relaxation, ready to let go completely. 0. Close your eyes. Just drift down deeper and deeper, knowing that you can relax even further now. Just forget your body. Just let go of it, and just focus completely on my words. You know you can rest your body for the rest of this trance. And so, you only focus on my words now, ready to immerse yourself into this hypnotic fantasy, knowing that every single word I speak from now until the end of this file will help you to sink down even deeper into complete surrender and hypnosis, making it easier to let go to the fantasy. And now that you're so deep and so incredibly relaxed, now it's time for you to imagine being at husband school. We're going to immerse you deep in this fantasy while pulling you deeper and opening up your mind. Because now it is time for your first day at the husband school. And I want you to imagine everything I tell you. And with each word, with each sentence, you will sink deeper into the fantasy and allow it to become more and more real. And like a dream is real to you while you dream it, this fantasy can become completely real to you. All you have to do is focus on my words and allow the story I tell you to draw you in. Sooner or later, before you even know it, you will stop listening to the story and simply become a part of the story. And you know that my voice will always be there, guiding you and keeping you safe so you can let go and enjoy the experience. And while you enjoy this fantasy, note that you can imagine everyone you meet just like you want, and especially your teacher. It might be someone you know very well. It might be some celebrity. It might be a complete fantasy. Maybe it's even your wife taking the role of the teacher, not only wearing the clothes of the teacher, but also all of their control and confidence. This is your fantasy, and whomever you imagine is perfectly right for you. And now it's time to imagine your first day at husband school. You're still outside, standing in front of this huge building towering over you. You know that the name husband school has been chosen intentionally, that it is like school, and that it's intended to remind you of the state from your time in school where you trusted your teacher and accepted what they told you. But right now it works better than you would ever have expected. Looking up at the building, you feel intimidated. It's your first day. You're new. You have no idea what to expect. Of course you are intimidated. Anyone would be. But you're also excited. It's your first day at husband school. It's the first day on your journey from husband to perfect submissive husband and a whole new level in your marriage. You're almost as excited as you were at the first day in school. And yet, you're not a little boy anymore. You're a confident man. And you're here of your free will. You're here because you want to become a better husband for your wife. So you walk up the steps to the door, ready for your first day at husband school, ready to learn. The door is huge. You put your hand on the handle and have to push really hard to open this heavy door. As you step through the door, all the outside sounds grow quiet. It's much darker and noticeable cooler inside. With a loud clunk, the door closes behind you, and suddenly everything around you is absolutely quiet. You look around the intimidatingly big entrance hall, and somewhere on the right side you see a beautiful woman sitting behind a massive desk. Uncertain, you approach her, intending to ask her for directions. "Excuse me, we have been awaiting you. Sit down there. Your teacher will be here shortly." She cuts you off and points at a strange low seat mounted to the wall on your right. As you look back to her, she's already back to her paperwork. So you mumble a timid, "Thank you," and walk over to the seat. It looks comfy, but it's only half as high as it should be. You wonder if it's part of the school theme, but sit down nevertheless. It's surprisingly comfy, more like a really low armchair, and you can stretch out your legs comfortably. And then you wait. Directly opposite of you, there is a hallway connected to the hall, and it must have a series of slim high windows. You look at the weird patterns of light and shadow in this hallway. It's so quiet around that all you can hear is your own breathing. Maybe even your own heartbeat as you stare down the hallway and watch the patterns of light and shadow. The seat is incredibly comfortable. Is your body really growing heavier, or do you just relax? Is your breathing slowing down? Is your heartbeat getting more and more relaxed? And then you hear something. A sound that pulls you out of your daydream. Click, clack, click, clack. It sounds like high heels clicking on tiles, drawing your attention. And then you see a woman coming down the hallway you're watching, and you instantly know it must be your teacher. It seems almost dreamlike as she walks between light and shadow, illuminated for a second, in darkness the next, as you hear the rhythmic click-clack of her heels growing louder as she slowly comes closer. The dance of the light makes it impossible to really see her, but you just know it has to be your teacher. Even though you can't make out any details, she exudes authority, and you can already feel it having an effect on you, making you shrink into your seat. And then she leaves the hallway and enters the hall. And at that moment, you can finally fully see her, and she's incredibly beautiful. You're dazed for a moment as she walks straight towards you, completely stunned by her beauty. Then suddenly you realize you're still sitting in the chair and she's almost there, and you try to quickly get up on your feet, even with your heavy body. You barely manage to stand up when she passes the desk and suddenly turns around and starts chatting with the other woman, completely ignoring you. Surprised, you stand there for a moment. That stretches and stretches. After a minute or so, you cough, but they ignore you. Your body still feels incredibly heavy, and you don't want to wait longer, so you say, "Excuse me," but they keep ignoring you. "Excuse me," you say louder. They still ignore you completely. Frustrated, you let yourself drop back on the chair again. Only a few seconds later, the woman turns back to you and approaches you, just as if she only waited for you to sit down again. She stops directly in front of you, towering over you, sitting in the low chair. You feel uncomfortable and try to stand up. But with a single raised finger, she gestures you to stay seated. And it almost feels as if this one little gesture cuts all of your strings and you simply drop back into the chair. You have to look up at her as she looks down at you. I'm your teacher. Wait here and I will be right back to get you to your class. Yes, your reply trails off as you realize you don't know her name. Ma'am is perfectly appropriate, little schoolboy, she says. Yes, ma'am, you reply. Good, she praises you, sending pleasurable shivers down your spine. Now, be a good boy and wait here, and I'll be right back, she says. And before you even realize what she said, you reply, yes, ma'am. As she walks away, you close your eyes and focus on her lingering scent for a moment, sinking a little bit deeper into the chair as you feel your body relaxing a little bit more. The click-clack of her heels echoes through the silence, making you feel a little bit floaty as you follow the sound of your teacher's heels through the room. As she gets further away and her steps grow a little bit quieter, your thoughts drift off. You can't believe how easy it was for her to control you and how much you already feel like a good little schoolboy who has to obey her authority. Everything about her just makes you feel this way. The sound of her heels echoing through the room and your mind, the slight lingering scent of her that still causes shivers to run down your spine. Her incredible beauty that just makes you want to follow her. And of course, her warm but strict expression that simply demands your obedience. And then you realize that the calming click-clack of her steps has stopped. As you open your eyes, you realize she's standing right in front of you and she caught you daydreaming. Instantly, you feel the heat in your face, the hot rush of blood, but all she says is, follow me, little pupil. Yes, ma'am, you stumble, feeling small and submissive in her presence. She turns around and starts walking, leaving you to scramble up out of the comfy chair again, moving your heavy body again. But she's walking away, so you have no choice but to struggle out of your seat and begin to walk after her, following the click-clack of her heels. Indeed, your eyes fixate on the back of her heels as you keep following her like a good pupil. And as she walks down hallways and you follow obediently behind her, your whole world seems to shrink to her high heels moving in front of you, dancing in your vision as everything else seems to fade away. The monotonous click-clack echoing through your emptying mind as you walk down empty hallways, as you follow your teacher deeper into the school. Everything around you feels completely dreamlike. There is no one else around, and it almost seems as if the hallways are impossibly long as you follow your teacher so willingly deeper into the school. And it feels as if your entire body becomes more and more relaxed with every step. You feel so tired and sleepy as you walk, as you follow her. You're in a state where your entire body is so incredibly heavy, you just want to lay down and sleep. And yet, you follow her, following her like an obedient pupil follows their teacher, following her without thought, as indeed your mind empties out as you follow the sound of her heels. Every single step is getting harder, and the click-clack of her heels echoes through your completely emptying mind, just as it echoes through the empty hallways. And as you just give in to it, You feel it all getting easier. You just follow your teacher. Follow her click-clack rhythm with your steps. Follow her down. Just letting go completely and following your teacher to class. And before you even know it, you're there. She opens a door and you follow her into the classroom. It mostly looks like you would expect a classroom to look like: a blackboard, a desk for the teacher, but only a single desk for a single pupil. It's a desk with integrated chair, and it seems to be a weird hybrid between a child size and adult size. You need a moment to understand it's big enough for you, but you will again be sitting very low, probably looking up at your teacher a lot as she's standing. "Sit down," she says. You follow her order, sitting down in your desk, and feel as if you're sitting even lower than you expected. She stands in front of your desk, and you're barely sitting 2 inches up from the ground. You have to look directly up at her to look her into the eyes, and it makes you feel really small. But that's not all. The whole scenario really works. You realize you have been conditioned to go into an accepting learning state when you're at school through your time at school. And now you're right back there again, being the pupil, following your teacher, trusting your teacher. You realize how you followed her to the classroom. You didn't question her. You didn't even talk to her. You just followed her, like a good pupil. Trusting in your teacher. Willing to follow her and let her teach you. You feel it. You know it. You will open yourself up to her wisdom and let her shape you into the perfect husband. Her words pull you out of your thoughts as she starts the class. You realize it has been a long time since you experienced anything like this. Having her talk while you have to be quiet and just listen like an obedient pupil. And yet you can feel your mind slipping into a learning state as your mind just opens up and allows her words in. Even if you don't know yet why, you can already feel that her words will be good for you and her teachings will help you to become the perfect husband. And so you just let go and listen to her. Welcome to Husband School. I'm glad that you're here and that you want to become a better husband for your wife. And if you don't have a wife, but a significant other, your subconscious mind will know that you're doing it for them, no matter the terms used in this file. If you're single, you know you're devoting this training to your future partner, already making sure you can begin the relationship as the perfect partner. Whatever your relationship status, the lessons you learn at Husband School will have a positive and beneficial impact on your life to those open and willing to learn. As this is your first day at Husband School, we're going to work on the basics. If you want to be the perfect submissive husband, you have to start by becoming a more attentive husband. You have to learn to crawl before you can learn to run, little boy. And yet, at the same time, this is one of the most intense and deep acts of submission. This is going to be an intense long-term commitment and is probably going to be the base for the biggest change in the relationship with your wife. Do you want to know what you're going to change in your life and in your relationship, little boy? I'm going to tell you. You will learn to make your wife smile at least once a day. That's right. That's all. Just make her smile at least once. You're going to do it every single day from now on. Every day, you are going to make her smile by doing something for her she enjoys. And trust me, little boy, when I tell you it's going to make a massive difference. And it's not just the minute or two or even five you do something for your wife that's my real goal here. Of course it will have an incredibly positive effect on your relationship, and making her smile every day will be incredibly healing for you and deepen your relationship to a new level. But the real magic happens somewhere else. To make her smile every day means you have to think about your wife every day. You will be constantly looking for new ideas to make her happy. You will experiment. Maybe some of the things you try aren't right for her. But even with those things, you will learn more about your wife. Learn how to make her happy. Become an expert at making her happy. And what else could be a more ideal base for the perfect submissive husband? And if you take this thought and just go with it, you might even see what an opportunity this can be for you if you really commit to it fully. Because even if she doesn't recognize it instantly, at least not on a conscious level, she will look back at some point and understand that you're the kind of husband that made her smile every day without fail for a long time. Imagine your wife telling one of her friends that you took great care to make her smile every day for the last month, or maybe half a year, or even years. Imagine what her girlfriends would think. Can you imagine how proud it would make you to see your wife's girlfriends being jealous to your wife over you? Because even that is part of the wonderful gift you're about to bestow on your wife. And you already understand that your wife deserves this gift. She's a wonderful person. And knowing her and her around you makes your every day brighter and more wonderful. You wouldn't be here right now and listen to a file titled Husband School if you wouldn't understand that your wife deserves this commitment from you. And now that you can act on this deep understanding you already have, it is time to open up your mind completely and allow my words to create themselves a home in your mind. You know that I'm here to teach you, to help you to become the perfect husband you want you to be. My words will shape your male mind and give you the guidance you need. And you will welcome every single one into your open and easily shapeable mind. And from this day on, you will have a strong desire to make your wife smile at least once every single day. This desire will keep growing inside of you, growing with every moment that passes, like an inner need, an inner pressure. And because you understand that this will be a very positive change in your life, your own subconscious mind will help you to feel this pressure building inside of you until you begin this new phase in your relationship with your wife. You might already understand that sooner or later, this inner pressure, this need, will become too much, and you will have to start doing it. Making your wife smile every day. And now that we've taken care that you're really going to do, and never let these wonderful changes get lost in your laziness, let's talk about what you're going to do for your wife. Because you want to make your wife smile every day from now on. And you want to make her smile by doing something for her. This is not about telling her some cheap joke, and it's also not about buying her anything. It's about you investing a little bit of thought and a little bit of effort every day to make her day a little bit better. And of course, you know that her smile makes you happy. You also understand it doesn't have to be something big. It's often the little things that are magical. And you are about to learn exactly which little things make your wife smile, because you're about to become an expert in making her happy. Maybe you start with the standard ideas, because you have to start somewhere after all. Maybe you offer her to draw her the perfect bath. Or maybe you serve her breakfast in bed, or give her a massage. Sometimes it can be something as simple as just taking the trash out. But those are just general ideas to get started, little boy. Because deep down, you already understand that this is about learning what makes your wife happy, about investing some thought in making her smile every day. And while you do it, you will automatically become better at it. And once you've done it for a few months or a year, you will be really good at making your wife happy. And you will look back and notice that just being more attentive to her completely changed your relationship for the better. And to really program this new behavior deeply into your mind, we're going to give you a little trigger. Because from now on, you will find that every time you see your wife smile, and you know it's because of something you did for her, you will feel a rewarding wave of bliss flowing through your mind and body. Her smile will just fill your mind with joy and happiness, and you feel a wave of pleasure running through your entire body because you know that you are the cause for her smile and happiness. And of course, these rewarding sensations will condition this need to see her smile every day deeper into you. Every time you feel it, your desire to please your wife will grow inside of you, and sooner or later, it will be a part of your normal day-to-day behavior. Being a good husband, making your wife smile, will be just something you do every day, like you brush your teeth every day. It will be simply normal to give her some happiness every day. And I want you to imagine it for me right now. Imagine your wife and see her smiling. And in this little fantasy, she's smiling because of something you did for her. See the smile and feel it rub off on you. Feel the happiness that grows in your mind. This deep and intense feeling of joy filling you. Feel a wave of pleasure running through your entire body, from the top of your head into the tips of your toes and through every cell in between, making your entire body feel incredible. This is what you're going to feel from now on every time you make your wife smile. You will share this joy, this happiness with her. You will feel this wave of pleasure flowing through your body, rewarding you. And you know it will condition you a little bit more to become an even better husband. And each and every time you feel it, this trigger will also become a little bit stronger. Every time the power this trigger has over you will grow a little bit more, rewarding you a little bit more and pushing you along on the journey to become the perfect husband. And so you will learn to strive to make your wife smile. Every time you do it, it will become a little bit more important for you to make her smile every single day. And before you know it, you're on a run. Once you made her happy every single day for a month, 2 months, 3 months, it will not only be something you deeply crave to do, but also you want to keep the streak going. And once it's been half a year or even a year, it's really something you just have to keep going, Because you know you turned into the perfect husband. And you gave your wife the amazing gift to have such an attentive husband who is deeply focused on happiness. He does something to make her smile every day for such a long period of time. And that's it, little schoolboy. That's what's going to happen to you and what my words will do within you. You will start on the journey to become the perfect husband, and there is nothing you can even do about it. And because you're such a good pupil today, and you so willingly allow my words into your open mind, I teach you one more little lesson. As you set off on your journey to become the perfect husband and work out what little things makes your wife smile, you might also sooner or later develop the desire to really pamper her. Maybe something like setting a day aside for her to really enjoy and combine all the little things she enjoys. A day where you do everything for her, serve her every need, and make her feel incredibly good. Just keep this thought in your mind, because sooner or later, you might want to do it. Especially once you realize how good making her smile makes you feel. And just imagine feeling this for the whole day, being in a kind of blissful daze as you pamper and serve her, giving your wife the perfect day. And now I put this delicious little thought in the back of your mind. And it will just grow in the back of your mind, slowly growing stronger. And as you learn about how you can make your wife happy, you might find that you flesh out this little fantasy and make it the perfect day for your wife. And all the while, the fantasy grows. And I hope that you enjoy having this fantasy grow in your mind, little boy. Because it's another part of your training, just entertaining the fantasy. Having it grow in your mind will change you just a little bit and further your journey towards becoming the perfect husband. Enjoy it. And now, school's almost over for today. Before I end this class, remember to be a good schoolboy and make sure you come back and repeat this file. You understand how important it is to really study every single lesson, and because you understand it, you will come back and listen to this lesson again until you feel confident that you memorized your lesson and implemented it in your life, setting you on this journey to become a better husband. Now be a good pupil and implement today's lesson and make your teacher proud. Class dismissed. You walk out of the class in a completely dreamlike state. All the new lessons you learned are swirling around in your head, and you can feel your desire to implement them and change your life for the better. You walk through the hallways without even looking, and before you know, you're back in the big entrance hall without even knowing how you got there. It would be impossible to find your way back to the class, but that's not important right now. And so you walk through the big entrance hall up to the doors, and as you walk, you can feel all the suggestions you received from your teacher sinking deeper into your mind. And you slowly understand. This school is a bit like your mind, and only your teacher knows where the classroom is. So only your teacher can put these new behaviors in your mind. You are completely powerless to change them. Because you don't even know how to get to the classroom or where the place in your mind you carry her lessons is. And you feel a deep conviction inside of you that this is how it's supposed to be. Because you know you can trust your teacher to change your life to the better. And with that thought, you reach the door and you push it open and leave the husband school. And as you step through the door, You can feel her lesson falling into place, permanently becoming a part of you. And it feels right, because you accept her teaching. You know her lesson and the memory of your day at husband school are perfectly stored in your mind, and you can always come back and enjoy the vivid memory. And now it's time to wake up completely. I will count up now from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and you will remember every detail of this wonderful little fantasy. And you will not only vividly remember your day at the husband school, but you will also know that you learned some important life lessons, and you will take everything you learned to heart. 1. Feel everything you learned become part of your reality. 2. Slowly waking back up again, drifting back to awareness. 3. You know you use what you learned and become a better husband. 4. Feel your body beginning to slowly come back from this trance. 5. Halfway awake, feeling so refreshed and wonderful. 6. Become more awake and more alert with every second. 7. Feeling your body stir, your eyelids begin to flutter as you wake up completely. 8. Your entire body feeling normal again. Stretch yourself as you wake back up. 9. And with the next number, you will open your eyes and be completely alert and awake. 10. Open your eyes, completely awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy and your first day at the husband school, and that you're looking forward to the positive changes in your relationship. I'm very much looking forward to spending more time with you at the husband school. Your Dark Freya.